It's the local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And folks, you will not hear the lovely voice of one Dave O'Brien this week. Pinch hitting for Dave will be Kevin Martin from the Chronicle Telegram as we welcome him in on the hotline. Kevin, how are we doing today, man?
It's great to be with you, Rocco. I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I am just fine, Kevin. Thrilled that you are able to be here with us this morning talking some local Lorain County news. And let's go ahead and dive right into things. I actually grabbed a pair of stories from Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram that you had written up. And the first one I wanted to start with here, talking about the city of Avon. They're taking a deeper look into some of their livestock regulations. So again, Kevin, this was your story in Tuesday's CT. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on here? What do we need to know?
Wonderful. So this one came a little bit out of left field. What happened was we had a meeting of the Avon City Council's legal committee Monday evening following a complaint from a resident. They're looking at how the city regulates horses, residential properties. We've got a property right in the midst of a major development, housing development, and it's prompted the city to ask some serious questions about how they want to regulate this going forward and sort of cleaning up some of these 60-year-old ordinances that they have on the books.
Wow, very very interesting stuff there. So, you know, Kevin, you know, how quick could we see some of this stuff maybe take effect here?
Well, it's really hard to say, but it looks like council is going to take a very long look at this. You know, obviously, they conceded that, you know, the laws that they do have on the books are not really being enforced, and they really want to take a collaborative approach to any sort of updates. They've talked about, you know, having minimum property sizes for horses, perhaps broadening it to include other livestock, and really want to get a sense of what other cities are doing, just to sort of go at it in a way that makes sense for a city that's growing.
Understood. Well, interesting stuff there, Kevin. And again, if any of our listeners are interested more about that, especially those in Avon, you can check that out in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, also available at ChronicleT.com. Well, moving right along here, Kevin, another story from you. And this is kind of a long-standing battle. Oberlin College and Gibson's Bakery, a long-standing legal battle here. You sort of had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle. So what do we need to know here?
Absolutely. So Oberlin College has appealed a decision by the Ohio's 9th District Court of Appeals, and they're asking for the Ohio Supreme Court to review this case. Previously, Gibson's Bakery, a longstanding business in downtown Oberlin, was awarded $25 million in damages from Oberlin College in the aftermath of racial justice protests. And after the appellate court struck down, after the appellate court affirmed the trial court's decision, they're now asking for a Supreme Court review of the case. And as of right now, we don't know how long this is going to take to play out, but it's certainly another layer to this longstanding saga that dates back to 2016.
And again, this has just been a really fascinating case to follow. Again, just a long-standing battle that now goes to another level, another layer added, and we'll of course continue to follow that. Great write-up from you, Kevin. And again, if our listeners are interested in learning more about that, you can check out the details in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, also available at ChronicleT.com. Well, Kevin, thank you very much for filling in this morning. Before we get you out of here, I want to let you talk about maybe some upcoming stories that you or any of your colleagues might be working on or following over there at the Chronicle Telegram.
Certainly. In this morning's Chronicle, you can check out a story I've been working on. It's looking at Lorain County Beautiful Day, which is this Saturday. We've got events around the county, even right here in Elyria. We've got organizers hosting cleanup efforts at the East Falls Riverwalk, Elyria Police Station, and Elyria Fire Station. This event is taking the place of Lorain County Pride Day. It's been renamed, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the volunteer groups out this weekend, beautifying our area. And as usual, I'm bringing you all your coverage for the city of Elyria, and I'm continuing to follow developments with Midway Mall. And we'll see what's, and I'll have more on that shortly.
Yeah, the Midway Mall is certainly an interesting topic here in Elyria, for obvious reasons, being one of the staples of our community here. And will certainly be interesting to see, what our mayor is able to do with that, Mayor Frank Whitfield, and just continuing to follow, what all will happen over there. So, Kevin, thank you again very much for filling in this morning. For those who want to check out the latest from Kevin, follow him on Twitter at KevinMartinCT. And Kevin, another big thank you to you for filling in this morning for Dave. Hopefully we'll have another chance to catch up here soon.
Thank you so much for having me.